This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Rescue workers on Monday found three more bodies in the rubble of the collapsed condominium building in South Florida, bringing the death toll to 27. 118 people are still unaccounted for. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava continued to describe operations in the beachside community of Surfside, which are now in their 12th day, as a rescue, despite the fact that no one has been found alive since the earliest hours of the search. She said there is hope that there are pockets in the debris where people may have survived. Demolition experts late Sunday imploded the remaining portion of the partly collapsed condominium. They feared it was unstable and could come down in the face of high winds from an advancing tropical storm. The mayor said the implosion went exactly as expected, and that search crews who had suspended their work on Saturday had been cleared to resume working at the site. Emergency workers covered the original collapse site to make sure new debris did not interfere with search and rescue efforts. The 12-story condominium building in Surfside, Florida, north of Miami, partially collapsed without warning early on June 24th. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Elsa is expected to pass near or over the west coast of Florida on Tuesday or Wednesday. While Surfside seems to have escaped a direct hit, winds from the storm could complicate recovery efforts at the site. And Tropical Storm Elsa has made landfall on Cuba's southern coast. It had sustained winds of 96 kilometers per hour, according to the National Hurricane Center. The storm is bringing heavy rain to central Cuba, which could lead to significant flash flooding and mudslides. Elsa is forecast to bring a storm surge of 1 meter or more to Cuba's southern coast and rainfall amounts as much as 38 centimeters in isolated areas. This is VOA News. Four people have been found dead in the aftermath of a landslide in the Japanese resort city of Atami, officials said. By Monday, roughly 1,500 emergency workers were digging through rubble in a neighborhood of the central seaside city, desperately searching for survivors. Saturday's landslide was triggered by several days of torrential rain, which forecasters said was more rainfall than Atami usually records for the entire month of July. Roughly 80 people are still missing, though authorities are still trying to confirm their whereabouts and hoping that some were elsewhere during the disaster. As many as 130 homes and buildings were destroyed. Atami is a resort city 90 kilometers southwest of Tokyo. It's known for its hot springs. It sits above a bay on a steep slope. The disaster comes just days before the opening ceremonies of the Tokyo Olympics, which has been overshadowed by the rising number of COVID-19 infections across Japan. Armed kidnappers have taken 140 students from their boarding school in northwestern Nigeria, according to local officials on Monday. Attackers opened fire on the Bethel Baptist High School in Kaduna State early on Monday, abducting most of the 165 pupils boarding there overnight. Teachers at the school told reporters they don't know where the students were taken. Police in Kaduna State said they have rescued 26 people, including one teacher. Monday's abduction is one of many recent kidnappings, usually for ransom, that have hit schools in northern Nigeria. Late last month, gunmen attacked a school in the northwest state of Kebbi, abducting at least 80 students and teachers. Amnesty International reports about 600 schools in northern Nigeria have closed as a result of persistent attacks since late last year. After his administration fell short of its Independence Day vaccination goal, U.S. President Joe Biden is expected on Tuesday to appeal to unvaccinated Americans to get their shots. The president declared a partial victory during Independence Day festivities on Sunday evening at the White House, where he and First Lady Jill Biden personally greeted many of the 1,000 invited first responders, essential workers, and military service members. The Biden administration aimed to have 70% of American adults at least partially vaccinated against COVID-19 by July 4th. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Friday that 67% have received one dose of a COVID vaccine and 47% of American adults have received both doses. Afghan forces have taken over Bagram Air Base, the hub of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, for 20 years, until those U.S. forces withdrew last week. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.